Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
I'm back again. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Good morning. You know, I have so much to say. So much happened this weekend, this past weekend, and it's just been a whirlwind of things happening. Hashtag my reality. Hashtag I need my own reality show. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. I know you can be doing many other things, but you choose to spend this hour or a couple of minutes with me. I totally appreciate it. Shout out to Lush doing her thing this morning. Team Lush Radio made sure that we was able to get on the airwaves this morning because, as you all know, it's not one person that runs this machine, team of people. And when we all come together for that main one purpose, things happen. So definitely big shout out to the CEO, Lushy Lush. Make sure you follow her and follow us, Lush Radio. Follow MIE2K, follow Lushy Lush. You know, we're Googleable, somos Googleable. Follow us on Instagram, all the social networks, Facebook, whatever is popping, we on it. Because that's what we do. We're the voice of the people. This weekend, I was down in Orlando. Had a great time with the whole CLK family, so shout out to them. I got to see Cuban Link, and I got to see Armageddon. performing, and it was dope. Big Will was the opener. The sound system was a little off, but that was on the promoter and the club itself. But, you know, they did their thing. They did their thing regardless. And I took out my head to them because that's what a professional does, you know. When things go wrong and things go wrong, you keep going, you know. You know, these people come out. You don't know where people have how far people have traveled to come. So as an artist, I don't care if there's 2,000 people. You know, you still should give a good show, you know, because people came to see you. And you don't know what they did, how much money they spent to be able to have those minutes, you know, to be able to see their favorite artist. So big shout out to them. We had awesome fun, VIP, red carpet, all the way for me and Ruthie. You know, I bring my girl Ruthie for the VIP came to hang out with me. She had an amazing time, and that's what counted, man. We had a great time. We drank. We had a good time, you know. Check out the pictures. Make sure you check out the pictures if you're following me. Now, listen, if I don't personally know you or you don't personally know me, don't request my personal page. Go to my public page, which is EmmaE2K. And, you know, I still throw the photos through there. Go to my website, EmmaE2K.com. Make sure you show me love. Go to my networking pages, my group pages, which is E2K Enterprise, and then it's E2K Enterprise Networking page. So, you know, I have a lot of other outlets. If you just want to come through to network or, you know, whatever it is that's business-wise, then you make sure you holler at me at the other pages. Otherwise, the personal page is really for people that personally know me or I personally know. So Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, you guys have Valentine's? I have a lot of secret Valentine's. I hope it turns out really good for me on Friday. I'm going to my phone line. 646, good morning. Y'all with Emma E2K. Motivation of Monday. 646.
Oh. What's up, Mom?
Okay, all right. 646?
Emma.
646. Yes. Good morning.
What's up, Mommy? Good morning, sweetie.
What's going on, E?
You already know who it is.
You know I know my people's voices.
What's up, baby? What's good? I saw this stuff on Facebook. I said, let me call my girl.
That's what's up. You already know I'm here, you know, trying to motivate.
You're always there.
I appreciate that. So what's good with you?
Chilling, mommy. Stay home. The regular thing. Trying to move on with my life. Trying to get everything, and, you know, you already know what I'm going through. So I'm still
day
going, you know, still fighting.
Day to day, day to day.
Yep, little by little, man.
Day to day.
Because I always seek God first, man. Seek his kingdom, seek his righteousness, and he'll lead you the right way, in the right path.
Absolutely. Just stay inspired, you know. Keep walking in faith, and the rest will happen. You know what I mean? The rest of
yep,
what happened.
Yep.
And
Mama, I'm sorry.
I said I got a perfect song for you, actually. So stay tuned in because this next song is going to go out to you. And it's called Who Against Me. And
okay.
And I think there's a lot of very fitting for you and for what you're going through right now. So be blessed and stay holding on.
Always, baby. God bless you.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over, bud.
Today's a new day, so tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain,
that Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still, you're in right now.
Radio online.
You know. look so much better when you, oh, make sure you keep that smile upon your face, man. Not only today on Motivational Monday, but the whole week, every day, and the entire year. You know, happiness and joy is really upon us. It's not upon anyone else. And when you get to understand that, when you get to self-love, when you get to appreciate, you know, just being with you and appreciate that you opened your eyes today and you're awake, you're listening, you're smelling, you're looking, you know, you're feeling, those are gifts within themselves. And everything else is really just a plus. If you can connect with the person that, you know, you most love, which is yourself, then you cannot connect with anyone else. So just think about that. You know, that's very serious. Not only now for Valentine's Day coming up and all that, but we all feel we need another person to complete us. It's beautiful to have someone else, you know, to complement us, but not to complete us. And somewhere along the line, we kind of lose, you know, we lose that. So, you know, check yourself. Check yourself the next time you feel that. Is that, you know, you need someone to complete you because you really don't. You will want that person to compliment you, you know. And if they don't compliment you, then you really don't need them, you know. Compliment yourself and start, you know, stop looking for other people to compliment you and to complete you because you complete yourself. There's nothing, you know, more beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful, more gracious to know your self-worth. You know, not a lot of people know it. I know it's a journey, you know, for some. And others, you know, it's a journey that they will travel for a long time. Others get it. Others don't. You know, it's okay. Everybody's in a different time frame. But every now and then you got to get nudged and you got to get remembered. You know, you have to be remembered that you're special, you know. You're you. And if nobody can see that, nobody can value that, it's their loss all day. Their loss all day. Going to my phone line. 917, good morning. You're on with your Mr. K.
Good morning.
Please, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dave D. Cuts.
This, oh, okay. See, my whole attitude changed. I was like, he's not sexy voice. Oh, no, that's my brother.
I do have a sexy voice, baby.
That's your morning voice. Good morning,
D. That's my morning, not motivated voice.
That's your morning, bueno voice, because I know you El Malo. So in the morning, are you El Bueno?
In the morning, I am Déjame Quieto. So what's up?
Got PR flags up. Got the CEO on the line.
What's going on with you?
Well, Sudi, you already know I'm amped up. I'm turned up. Turned
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you amped up. You look like you just had a shot of Red Bull or something.
That's natural. You know me. You, out of all people, know this is all natural. So it don't take much to amp me up. And on Monday,
yeehaw.
So what's good? So you're out there in the snow in the Bronx. Let the people know, you know, because I don't know about that. I'm here in the sun. The sun is just beaming in my eyes.
Oh, shut up with that, you know. Trying to throw it in our face.
What's good?
Damn Floridians, you know.
I'm trying to share. Get on the plane. Come over here, I'm trying to say it, you know what I'm saying? But you don't want to get it.
That sounds good. But it's really cold out here right now. Last night it started snowing again, and it wasn't, you know, it didn't snow that bad, but it's kind of a little bit of cold right now. I think this is the final frontier, because once this month's over, we turn the corner, right, into spring now, so... We just got to get over this month.
Yeah, this month is a rough month, February. I thought about staying my birthday over there. I was like, nah, I'll just wait till there's no snow.
Well, we, it's already like it's already staying daylight almost 6 o'clock, so we're already turning the corner, so.
Oh, that's not bad.
So,
So what's up for Valentine's Day? Are you down with the Lonely Hearts Association again this year, or not? What's that?
I got like 6 Valentines. So,
that what?
I got like 6 Valentines.
Oh, you got 6? Oh, El Malo is on the deck.
So, you know, since there's 24 hours in the day, so we're going to divide that, like 4 hours for each one.
What? That's not bad. 4 hours is usually a regular session, so that's not bad. You don't.
So, you know, it's going to be the El Malo Marathon. El Malo
what?
Valentine's Marathon Session.
Ay, Dios mío. Is there like a discount on those, you know, protective headgear that you're going to need?
No, but,
everybody,
yeah, I'm going to be coming out there soon, man. We're about to tear up Florida.
Oh, yeah. We're just waiting, man. We're just waiting. We need to bring some of the shows over here that you'll be doing all around the country. And, you know, all those funny comedians that you work with and all those beautiful models that you on management. I'm seeing the photos and loving them.
Oh, yeah, wait till you see the new photos, man. This shoot yesterday, it was amazing. Like, Allison, she, we got some new photos of her. They just look great. We just got to wait for the photographer to give them to us. And, just keep promoting her.
Yeah, big shout-out to Allison. She's
Aguilar.
Allison Aguilar. Aguilar. You know me and my accent, man. You problem with that.
That's too much sun.
Yeah. Anyway, she's under PR Flags Up Management, because so if you wanna holler at her, make sure you see her. She's on Facebook. Go to the PR Flags Up Puerto Rican Flags Up group page. You guys are over, like, what, by 20? You got, like, 20,000 members yet already?
We got 12,000 members. I figure by the end of this year, we're going to be, like, close to 40,000.
That's
my projection for this year. You know, the parade's coming up. We're getting ready for that. Just got the application in the mail. So I'm getting ready for that. We're definitely working on the Orlando show for May. I'm going to be out there in May for 2 weeks. So I'm trying to go now this month with Judah to go set up, next month to go set up all that stuff and just keep branding. We're going back to Virginia Beach also and just keep on, you know. Chicago is in the works also. So we just moving. We're also going to be starting a poetry slam, all Boricua poetry slam. I'm in talks with that with our mutual friend Lizette. She's gonna get involved with that. I'm gonna do it with her, and we're gonna be, you know, starting to branch off and do different stuff too, not just comedy, you know.
Nice.
Or the official website is gonna be worked on. We've got a lot of merchandise that's coming. By the end of this month to the beginning of next month, we got a lot of merchandise, the hats. The new hats are going to be coming, the new shirts. So we're stocking up. This year is going to be a big year for PR Flags Up.
That's the stuff. I look forward to that. I definitely look forward to that. Because, you know, I'm on Team WIPA, and,
yes.
You know, we make it happen.
Yes. And we also branding the Latino Flags Up, because it's not just about the body, because we got the other group, Latino Flags Up. So that's going to be the place where we start uniting all the Latinos together under one umbrella. And little by little, we're going to start doing events with that also. So, you know, it's just, you know, one day at a time, but, you know, just moving forward, man. The calendar, we're working on a calendar. Too, so a couple of things, man. a lot of stuff that's been planned in this winter that's going to start coming out.
That's what's up. I see nothing but great things. Like always, like I said, I'm on Team WEPA. So, you know, we're just following. So, you know, making the best believers.
Yeah, so shout out to you for always, you know, supporting me and, you know, you're my sister. And can't wait to see you. Can't wait to run through Florida with you. I don't think they're going to know why I hit them in that sunshine state. You know, they're going to be like, you know, they're going to need shades for us, not the sun. Because we're going to run through it. So get ready.
Any other shout-outs tonight?
Well, I want to shout out my team, the whole PR Flags Up. We got, of course, my partner, Fire on Fire, Sonia. We got P. Valentino. Shout-out to him. Oh, and since I've shouted him out, that's another announcement that's coming soon. It's the official PR Flags Up online radio show. That's coming real soon. That's going to be every Wednesdays from 8 to 10 at night. And it's going to be amazing. We're going to have celebrities. It's going to be in an indoor studio where Urban Latino Radio used to be at. So we're affiliating with PNC Radio Latino. That show is about to, we're just waiting. They're doing a lot of switching over when it comes to the internet and stuff. So once everything is settled down over there, that show is going up. Like we it's about to get turned up with that, man. Like real, real crazy.
Well, you already know you can cross promote with us. You know, Lust Radio Line always supports.
Of course. Of course.
That, so
well, you know, Lust Radio is always, you know, Lushy Lush is my peoples too, man. So definitely we cross promote. You already know that. But there's just a lot of big things happening, you know, and just moving forward, man. Like, we really taking this brand to the next level. Also, let me finish my shout-outs before you cut me off. shout-out to my brother, my partner, AG, the ITC for life. Shout out to Allison Aguilar. She's putting in a lot of work lately, man. Shout out to, like I said, the whole PR Flags Up, Jahira, a lot of the people that, you know, people don't get to see them in the forefront, but they're in the background helping. Joshua Nieves, Rosa Rios, like I said, Jahira, Eloisa, there's a lot of people that's part of this whole movement that help us do a lot of things, you know, just little things that count. Shout out to my number one comedian, my host, Imagine, the funniest dude on the planet. And that's pretty much it right now. Shout out my family, love my family. Shout out to Emma E2K. And that's what's up.
Well, thank you for calling me like always, boo. You know I love you for free.
Yes, now I'm going back to sleep.
Yes, go back to sleep. Thank you for calling. Stay motivated.
Bye-bye. I'm motivated to sleep right now.
Okay.
Bye.
Big shout out to my brother, D-Cut, PR Flags Up, salute. Salute definitely always supports me. I mean, you know, it's just a family thing. We just, you know, it's a must. We support each other. You know, not only because we're Latinos, but just the human race, man. We just all need to all get up and support and love one another, you know, like we would like to be loved. You know, respect one another like we would like to be respected. I mean, I don't think that's asking for too much. Even though some people, you know, it's like they're breaking an arm if they make, you know, give somebody else a compliment or if they behave and they're good. I never was able to understand that. I guess that's why I've always stayed in my circle that understood me and I understood them and we understood the value of what friendship and humanity is all about, you know. It doesn't take much, man. A smile doesn't take much. to understand, to have empathy for people and, you know, their situation. You know, I mean, it's really not much, and it's not rocket science, you know. Just to be able to, you know, to feel. Some people have just closed up their hearts and don't generally feel. And if you don't feel, you're not alive. So, you know, that's one to think about. I'm going into music, and I'll be back on to my phone line. I see everyone on deck. My phone line is blazing, and I appreciate that always. I'm going to music that pays the bills on me right back.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
My queen sister Ruthie, and I got another one for you to motivate you this morning. You ready, girl? Because I know you've been in Florida, and I got to prepare you for that cold.
Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister.
Yeah. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some are saving for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a star. World's ideal shoes, getting love from the dudes, four badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters, better get that dough, sisters.
Drink wine with diamonds in a glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna hinchy,
come on,
mocha, chocolate,
what?
Real lady, my mujer.
Especially you, just as well. You know, God don't give us more than what we can bear. He says that. So I would say to all the queens and those that even look up to us and those that, you know, think that we have it made and perfect, we don't. But however, God does gives us what we can handle. And even in the midst of the time that we think that we can't and we see him so far away, he always sends his servants. And I thank God that he sent me you, because at a time that I'm going through right now, we laughed. You did a photo shoot. We went out. You know, like, you just, like, it was so inspiring to me to see that in spite of everything, God is still in the midst of all things. You know, so our first thing is just giving all the glory to God first, you know. And I miss you, man. It's like, I'm like, damn, I leave today, you know, I'm going on the plane. I hate the plane. But, you know, and I want to give a shout-out to even Jaji and those that even, like, you know, like, even shouted me out on Facebook or whatever. I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. Now you go home and, you know, you face the music, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, you know. I mean, we strong women. It doesn't mean that you can't be broken. It doesn't mean that you can't be, you know, you can't feel vulnerable. You know, those are feelings, and it's what you do with the feelings. You know, feelings could deceive you. However, it's what you know, that what's right and what's wrong, the choices that you make, and the things that you will reap, because it says, you reap what you sow. So, you know, if you could put something positive every day, you could be broke, you could be whatever situation you're in, as long as you know that you woke up and you got that one more day to make a change and a difference, even if it's just to inspire somebody, I thank God. And I thank God for you, Emma, because you're an inspiration to a lot of people. And I pray that, you know what, this will be bigger than what you will ever even think, because he gives you abundantly. The heart that you have is tremendous. It's tremendous. And this time around, I can actually really, really see and be thankful that I can say, you are my sister, you know? So I thank that. I thank God for that. Like, serious, we have fun. And you know, we're both two stupid ones, right? We laugh about everything, anything. We can't even go to a store together without us acting like a fool.
It's, you know, it's needed. You know, life is so serious that sometimes we just need to, you know, tune out in a good way. You know what I mean? And concentrate on other things. Not all the time we have to be talking about depression and misery and everything else. That's always going to be there. But, you know, we have, you know, when we come together in sisterhood, we have to appreciate each other's presence and not be thinking about everything else that eventually, you know, we know is there. So now, you know, and like I told some of my sisters too, not everybody can take a trip maybe and go somewhere else and maybe travel and do certain things. But you can take 5 or 10 minutes and close yourself off somewhere, even if it's in your car, in the bathroom, wherever. Take 5 or 10 minutes just for you in total silence, you know, and just appreciate yourself, you know. Just give yourself that love and that pat. You know, if we can't give it to ourselves, truthfully, you can't give it to nobody else. That's what I would say. If you're not full of love, you can't give it. There's no way. If you're empty and you don't even appreciate and love yourself, there's no way you could be able to share that with others, you know. So love yourself first, and then abundantly give that to everyone else. That's how I do it.
Hold on.
I'm going to kiss my hand right now. Hold on. Okay, good God. I love myself. I love me some meat.
Hello. No, but it is true. It is. I'm sorry, what you said?
It starts with me. You know, it starts with everyone.
No, of course, you know, it starts with you, and, you know, take accountability. You know, first of all, a lot of people don't like to take accountability for themselves. You know, I learned throughout my years, and you know me since we were teens, you know, that, I mean, people do change, you know, and some people stay stagnated, you know. And what we try to do, especially in our, especially with the minorities, and I'm going to say minorities, like with, you know, people who, in a different class, and I'm not talking about even culturally, like not even in a culture. I'm talking about just within spiritually way. You know, we feel that, oh, you know, I can't do this. I don't care if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or whatever. you know, it's still all a spiritual thing within yourself. You know, there's a soul inside everybody, especially if you're talking and you're walking, honey, you got a soul in you, you know, and we have to take accountability. We have to take accountability to the extent that if you know that things is not going as planned, we pick up things that we shouldn't be picking up, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
After we know that we did that, then what we do with it, we want to fix it. You can't fix everything. God does that, you know, and then you got to reflect on everything and say, okay, where I'm going to start. Yesterday is gone. You can't pick that up. What I'm going to do today is going to be different because tomorrow is not promised to no one. So therefore, what you got to live for that day. And the greatest thing is love. So you got to love yourself first to say, I'm worth more than this. What choices, and some choices are hard that you have to walk away from. Those choices may not be those choices that you want to do, but you have to do them because the longer you stay, the harder it gets to get away. And it's going to hurt more. So what, you rather the hurt to hurt right, you know, like, or to hurt prolonging your pain? Nah. You know, if you don't like your job and your job is giving you a headache and it's not paying you enough, then you know what? Think about what you need to do for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you wake up to self. When you die, you're going to die by yourself. They're going to bury you with your own money. And if you ain't got no money, there's a collector. You know, it's just everything's going to be about you and then everybody else. But the greatest thing I would inspire anybody is, you know, forgiveness is freedom for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be stuck on being angry and malicious.
I went through that. I went through my 21 days of forgiving. That was deep.
Definitely.
You know, yeah. First, I was like, you know, because when you start in that journey of forgiveness, you start as, okay, I'm going to forgive. And, you know, you think that you're not going to reach out of that. But once you start really forgiving and letting go and releasing certain things and things that we then acknowledge that we're holding on to that we don't realize, it's like a breath of fresh air. Once you let go of certain things, it's like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I feel so free. You know, it's just like I felt 10 pounds lighter. I was like, wow, all this time I think it was like 16 pounds lighter. I was
honey,
like,
and sometimes, you know what? I'm sorry for interrupting, but sometimes, you know what? It be the things that you just be like, I can't believe I wasted so much energy on this right here. You know, what I'm dealing with right now is something major. For me, it's major. And, you know, I don't know what this other individual feel, or, you know, if it's major to them or whatever. But apparently, you know what, they dealing with it on their own way, and I'm dealing it in my own way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I have to, you know, I can't allow no one to dictate who I am. Only God will do that. He molds me. He made me this way. He made me to be compassionate, loving, kind, forgiving, you know, to help others. He didn't make me to be malicious, vindictive, and be angry. Can I? Of course. We all have it in us to be a beast because we all can't do that. But why live that way? Like, we can't go backwards. It's about moving forward and seeing what God has planned for you. And the only way you're going to do that is by seeking him. Like you said a key word, you said silent. You know, sometimes we have to just shut everything down, TV, kids, whoever, whatever, whenever, and just sit there. And it's hard to meditate. And people, you know, whoever's listening, I tell you, meditation is not easy. It took me years for me to even meditate because my brain was just so filled with so many things. Then now I learned how to just sit there. I learned how to cry, like really cry and say, ooh, I needed that cry, you know. And sometimes, you know, you just have to stay silent and say, all right, Ruth, you know what? What you going to do today? Oh, you know what? Let me call so-and-so because I heard she was going through some stuff and she spoke to me. Don't forget, man, a sister needs another sister. If you think that you don't need nobody, you're lying to yourself. you're lying to yourself. Because people like to be inspired. And we all beautiful. And remember, beauty comes from within, not from the outer appearance. That's all a front. And, honey, yeah, you know, you could all put a front and look beautiful, but tell me that even the most beautifulest women on earth, they got everything. You tell me they don't get dogged out. They don't get smacked around. They don't, you know, they're all normal just like us. So at the end of the day, it's about us and inspiring one another. You know what I'm saying? And knowing who we are and our worth, because you're a woman's worth.
Thank you for sharing, sis. But somebody texted me something real quick, and we got like 5 more minutes to the show, so I want to be able to read.
Sister, I love you, and I'll talk to you later. But I'm going to listen in.
Stay listening. Yeah, definitely stay listening, sis. Stay listening. Somebody sent me a quote from 1 Corinthians 13, 1 to 3. And here, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. And that's it. And it goes, you know, to everything that we're speaking about and everything that just Ruthie expressed. You know, I thought that was deep, you know, see how God was. You know, she was speaking that, and God just kind of, you know, just made sure that he knew that he was listening and paying attention. I'm going to, let me go to one more phone, one more call before I go into, I think, my last call. 917-331. Your hour MA2K, please, good morning. 917-331.
This is Artie speaking.
Who's this?
This is Artie. Hi, Emma.
Artie, hi. I played your song. Glad you called in because I'm going to end it with your song. So, oh, my God, how more appropriate is this? Anyway.
You know, it's so funny. I just stepped in from outside because I had to go get some meds this morning. I wasn't feeling so well. And I said, let me call Emma and call the show. And first of all, I want to thank you for playing the song. That's the first thing. And the other thing is for spreading the word of positiveness to all the souls that think they're all alone. They're actually home drinking coffee by themselves right now, but I got to let them know. You're actually drinking that cup of coffee with all the angels that God has around you.
Amen. You know, I support everything and anything positive. And, you know, you and I also go a long way. You know, shout out to you and Johnny O and Legit. You guys are always, I mean, you know, you guys are legends in, you know, in the music industry. And as far as the freestyle, to exactly do freestyle and with the word of the Lord is beautiful. I think that's a beautiful thing. I've never heard it be done. So, you know, shout out to y'all for that.
Thank you so much. Actually, the words were given when I heard the music from Freddie the Edit Rivera. This took 10 years to do. And when I heard the music from Mr. Freddie the Edit Rivera, the words just poured out of my mouth. It was something from my heart. And I always say this. I never really wrote that song. I think that the spirit that was flowing inside of me when I heard that music, that song was written in about 45 seconds. And we've been giving it out. They can inbox me on Facebook. It's free. The same way Jesus gave you life, it's the same way I'm giving this away because it's a gift that he gave us, so I'm giving this gift. Anybody who wants it or needs to have it on their playlist, have it downloaded, it's free.
Okay, how can they get to you so they can get it free?
They can inbox me on Facebook under Artie Productions. And send me their email, and I'll send it right out. We've sent out thousands of copies.
Okay. Beautiful. So don't forget, after you hear the song, because I'm about to play it, this is going to be, you know, the song is going to close the show for today. And more appropriate of a song, I don't know, I couldn't find one. And if you need it, make sure you go and look for him on Facebook so he can be able to make sure you have it on your playlist. This is a must-have on your playlist. Artie, thank you. I appreciate you for calling in. And I'm going out with your song. You want to introduce it?
Thank you so much. Who Against Me? Me and Mr. Johnny O. And this is going to be a surprise performance coming very soon in New York City. Love you, Emma. God bless.
Bless.